1, 2, 3. Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is a little pocket awareness. You guys already know what to do. First thing is follow us on Twitter. We're over 100, Chris. Oh, we're at 107. Here we go. Oh, we're moving.
We're moving. So move the needle.
Make sure you guys follow us there. ALPA underscore QB1 on Twitter. ALPA underscore QB1 on Instagram. Little Pocket Awareness on Facebook. You know, follow me and Chris on Twitter at DMarkJohnNFL for me, at King Manelos for Chris. All right. So you guys already know we're here today to talk about. I mean, the NFL draft just passed. So we're talking NFL draft picks. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be.
Marcus, they didn't do what I thought they were going to do. My faith is restored in the front offices of the NFL.
Yes, I agree with that.
Didn't have, only had one. Only had one go in the first round.
Which is wild, right?
There was like a stat to us where a quarterback didn't get drafted in the top 20 for the first time since like 1992 or something like that.
Yeah. He lied to us, man.
No, he didn't lie to us. It's just the hype machine was just in full throttle, and we got too many people talking about it, and the people that are making the decisions, they kept their mouths closed, thankfully.
Yeah.
Let everybody do all the talking for them. So I'm just very happy that it went the way that it did and that the evaluations that were realistic for this class played out in the way that they were drafted.
See, I thought this draft was super interesting because, you know, I felt a certain way about these guys, and I didn't think anybody was going to be, like, super high or a lot of first-round picks. That's why I said two tops the whole time. But, man, once they got close to that draft, everybody was saying there was going to be Malik Willis is going first round. It wasn't just one person. It was, like, everybody. So I was like, I guess he's kind of – he did that. Like, Tom Pelissero put his thing out there. Somebody said he's the number one quarterback on the board. He was voted by the NFL execs. And, man, somebody was lied to. They're doing a lot of lying. That's what I think was happening. There's a lot of lying going on here, Chris. I mean,
they were trying to get the other teams to take them. Is that what it was? It's like, hey,
I guess so, man.
You should take them early if you really want them, because we'll take them early.
The lies, man. I didn't understand the lies that we saw for this whole process. Like, man, we were just basically just lied to. All fans were lied to. They should have told them the truth from the beginning, you know? I'm over here screaming, looking like an idiot. Nobody's liking my tweets. Nobody likes my takes, my Malik Willis takes. But hey, look what happened. And now nobody likes Bryce Young. Not everybody's calling Bryce Young short. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, no. Y'all are not going to do this with the actual better quarterback. You're not going to do this. No. You're not going to jump on my bandwagon now after with a good version, with the guy who actually can make it work. You're not going to do that. No. Sorry. I don't care how he's 5'10". I don't want to hear it. You let the mechanical guy who's all mechanics messed up. He can't play quarterback. You know he can't play quarterback. You know it's going to be a project. You know he's short. But the actual guy who runs a pro offense is one of the most difficult pro offenses in the – see, I saw that a bunch of times. No, we're not doing that. You're not going to push.
They're coming for
you. Every short guy. And then the actual Russell Wilson actually shows up, and you guys are like, nah, man, I don't know about that. No, that's not how this works. I'm sorry. Anyways, I just saw that a couple times today because people are already doing the CJ Stroud versus Bryce Young thing. That's the thing. Doing CJ Stroud versus Bryce Young. CJ Stroud 6'4". Yeah. Oh, that matters now, huh? Oh, now I hear debate.
What about the last 10 years?
Now it matters. Oh, now he's 6'4". Now it's not your favorite quarterback anymore. You got to say, oh, he's short. Yeah. Look at Kyler. He doesn't work out anymore. See? It's Kyler and Baker. They didn't work out. Yeah. Don't start using my takes now. I'm mad. You gotta give me credit. I need to be added for these. Or me, you too, Chris. We have these takes. This is a take together we have. You need to be added for this. I'm not with it. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chris. I am not with it. I'm just letting you guys know that. You aren't taking my takes. You guys,
we've been talking about it for a long time.
You're not gonna do it on the good guy. Come on, man.
We've been talking about it for a long time, Marcus.
Why are they using it on the wrong guy, man?
These guys have been going number one overall, and we've been fighting about it.
I mean, we had Baker. I mean, Baker fooled us too. But
okay, well, you know what? I'm not. We'll get there. We'll get there about Baker. Okay, let's Let's not tangent off. At least we're tangenting about quarterbacks this time. But.
Yeah, exactly. Don't tangent, but you know, we hold up to our mistakes. That's why we you know, we let you know that we missed.
And there's going to be a conversation in the, as this offseason continues, about somebody who we evaluated very highly as our number one overall quarterback, who is now looking for a new place to play football.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Which might not happen, because I'm still kind of partially convinced that Watson's going to get suspended this year. But anyways, let's get back to these guys.
All right, back to these guys. So we got – what do we got here, guys? We got the first quarterback off the board. Let's just get right into it. You know, talk about little Raiders and Packers. Dylan Parham, we went all trenches, all smart picks. They took a running back late. Hey, I mean, hey, seventh round, I don't care. You know, you got Neil Farrell. I'm happy with the draft. I was good. They got Neil Farrell. I didn't care anymore. I was done. Good draft. I give a fist pump. It doesn't matter who else you got. We got the best defense. We got the best nose tackle in the draft, who's being slept on because he has the worst athletic profile you could find, but his tape is fantastic. I'm cool with that. I'm sure they'll coach him up. He's the Patriots. How about you, Philip, Chris?
I'm a happy camper. I'm a happy camper. We got two immediate starters on the defensive side of the ball. Everybody's got problems, like with the fact that the Packers went with what they did. Everybody was clamoring for that first round wide receiver, but all the guys that would have been worth drafting were already gone. So there's no panic. You're not just taking the next name on the board just to take them in a position where they're not valued. No wide receiver went from 22, which was the Packers' first pick, to 34, where they traded down so that they could get their wide receiver. And there's a pretty fantastic track record for the Green Bay Packers and second-round wide receivers.
I saw that.
You know,
that.
There's a few names that are there. I'm not sure if you're aware. Like, what's that, Randall Cobb? Jordy Nelson? Before them, Greg Jennings? After all that, Devontae Adams.
I thought Aaron Rodgers could still help. No first round picks they ever drafted.
No, they don't get first round wide receivers in Green Bay. What they do is they get the beginning of second round wide receivers who end up having Hall of Fame careers. Exactly. So, I'm good with it.
Okay.
We talked about Watson.
Yes.
His biggest thing was his drops.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big physical wide receiver.
What channel did you watch it on?
I did ESPN.
Okay. What do they say about Watson? Who's their comp for Watson? I'm just interested.
Who's their comp?
Did they do comp?
Yeah. Who did they say their comp was? I think they might have said Greg Jennings.
Really? You want to know who Daniel Jeremiah's comp was? Take a guess.
MVS? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's been talked about, too.
The thing is, you know, MVS is not a draftable player. So let's start there, right? They didn't draft him, right? He's undrafted, correct?
No, I think they drafted him late. Let me double check, though. I'm pretty sure he was drafted.
Okay, so because Watson's hands are, okay, they're bad, right? But they're not MVS bad. I'll say that.
No, that like they,
Will,
yeah.
They're more like Will Fuller bad.
Yeah, he was a fifth round pick. He was a fifth round pick.
Yeah, I mean, Watson's not a fifth round pick, bro. I mean, I thought he was a first round receiver. He was one of my top five wide receivers in the draft. I thought he's huge upside because he has, you know, they didn't throw the ball in North Dakota, right?
No, they ran, what was it, 75% of the time?
Yeah, they didn't throw the ball there.
And so when they did, he saw double teams.
He only really grew his senior year. So he's getting better. He's growing into his body. I think he's learning how to use things. I think he's a very self-aware type of player. Cause I mean, he talked about his drops, the whole combine. That's what I really liked about him. Every time somebody asks him a question, he's like, I'm working on my hands. So I like that. I think he has a chance to be a really good player. I do. I think he has a lot of hard work, a lot of, you know what I mean? And he's a gutsy guy that you can, he's going to pancake some corners and safeties. I hope they're ready for that.
That's why they traded both of those picks in the second round to get up there to draft him. They love his physicality. Him and Lazard blocking for Jones and for Dylan was a massive, massive piece as to why they went to go get him, because of his physicality and what he does when the ball's not being thrown to him. So he's
exactly
the man's a Green Bay Packer. Like, he's got that mindset. The guy's going to work, and he's going to work for his teammates. Mm-hmm. So I'm a huge fan of what they did. They basically got three first round guys, in my opinion. Quay was the one that everybody was shocked. I was shocked. I thought they were going to go Jeremiah Johnson right there. I thought there was an opportunity to get another big edge rusher. But
I wasn't a fan of him.
Of Quay?
Not Quay.
Jeremiah Johnson.
Well, I wasn't a big fan.
I'm not, the more that I took time to like figure out what Quay's deal was, like his size to play linebacker next to Campbell, he's going to be there in the nickel defense because he can cover some space at that size too. He's just going to be a problem in the middle of the field. That defense, that's a top five defense. I'm really excited. Excited.
Yeah, and then I mean, Quay Walker, he's a raw player. He's like all athleticism. You know, Kobe Dean's did that. I mean, he was the dog linebacker, but he's the unathletic one. Quay Walker is the athletic one. I mean, that's really, really what it is.
I was surprised to see Nakobe Dean fall down the board the way that, what was that, fifth round?
Yeah, he's 5'11", man. 5'11", not that athletic.
He had a pec injury, I think, is what I heard.
All types of injuries, injured all the time. And then you have to think, okay, you're 5'11", you're injured all the time. Can you go bump? You know what I mean? How well can you bump in the NFL? Are you able to be a bumper? Are you a guy that avoids a lot of stuff? Because that's what he did in college. So that's why. I mean, it's all about transition. We watch this guy, oh my God, he's awesome in college. But the transition to the NFL is a different game.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just get stuck around it.
You're not going to duck around some of these. You're not ducking around some of these guards. That's for
you're
sure.
You're going to use your hands sometimes, bro, and strike them.
Yeah.
And if you can, bro, dump them.
Quay's big, man. I'm so excited about his size and how fast he is. Like, he's that middle linebacker that I've been clamoring for years now. And we got Campbell on a 5-year deal. So he's got a guy to learn from.
Yeah.
I'm excited that there's somebody next to him. Like, the depth is so big and so much needed for defenses. You can't just rely on only your starters in the NFL anymore. It's so much, like, you got to scheme it right. You got to have the right personnel on the field at the right time. And drafting both of these guys the way that they did, Wyatt, I mean, we haven't even talked about him yet, and he's gonna be immediately starting right next to Kenny Clark.
God damn. Yeah, you guys got all my favorites, man. Christian, I basically scouted for you. Like, I scouted for you all summer, all this whole offseason. I thought I was scouting for my team in the first round, but I guess it was yours.
Well, I mean, we did have that.
I literally did a break. I on my pit channel to get ready for the draft. I did a breakdown on Christian Watson, and I did a breakdown on Devontae Wyatt.
I'm excited
for you.
I'm very right, excited man. For what my team.
I'm cool with my draft. I like it. We got a center. We ain't got Andre James snapping the ball at 2 miles per hour anymore, allowing Joey Bosa to get off the line. By the time that Derek Carr catches it, Joey Bosa's already in the backfield. Trey Hendricks has already been wrapping around on a bend around the corner. By the time the ball gets to Derek Carr, by the time he grips it and he's going into his drop, the guy's already right there in his lap because the ball has come back at 1 mile per hour because the dude playing center has never played center for in his life. But either has Dylan Parham, but he did it at the Senior Bowl and it looked perfectly fine. Nobody cared. Nobody noticed. They even made fun of me. I got to say this, Chris, before we get to the quarterbacks. They made fun of me on my live stream. Somebody came back and made fun of me on the live stream because, you know, when he got drafted, I was super excited. They got a center. Oh, my God, they're replacing Andre James. I'm excited because, you know, I didn't watch him because I think they went to small school. And, you know, I guess Memphis is not a small school anymore. I was, you know, I make sense in my brain now that I thought about it after they drafted him. Like, well, they do win like 10 games a year. So are they really that small? But it's like saying Cincinnati's a small school. Cincinnati's not a small school anymore. But so I was super excited. I'm like, they're replacing the center. And everybody's like, no, he never played center there. Like Memphis, he played guard and tackle, right? And then, you know, some guy the next day comes back. Marcus, you missed that. You played guard and tackle or whatever. I'm like, he played center the whole Senior Bowl. He did not play anything else. He didn't play guard. He didn't play tackle. He played center. So, yeah, I assumed he was a center. I'm sorry.
I went and I saw him with my own eyes, and he played center in front of my eyes.
For 4 days. So, I don't know. They didn't, like, play guard too, man. No, it was not a switch. He didn't switch. The NFL was like, you're a center. Sorry. You thought you could play guard here. You thought you could play tackle. Nope. You're a center.
Center.
And so I don't know. There's an argument. People are still arguing with me about it on my breakdowns. He's going to play guard. No, he's not. You just like Andre James because you have some kind of, I don't know what this thing is with that. He's not good. Guys, he's super replaceable. Good Lord. Because you know, some people just don't understand how much you could hide a center if he's not good. But you what you can't hide from a center is a free blitzer coming right to Derek Carr. You can't hide that. That's why he shouldn't be playing center. Because that happened way too much. When it's happened in week 13, no, you're not playing center anymore. I don't care how good you pass block. I don't care,
you know what, the worst, what it looks like. You know what the worst feeling in the entire world is as a quarterback?
Yeah.
When you come up and get underneath the center, mm-hmm. and you got a defensive tackle lined up head on the center.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. That's – I don't know what's worse. You know what? Okay, so it's not head up DT.
Okay.
A gap. Left shoulder right shoulder of a mm-hmm. center is the A gap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got two linebackers on each of those shoulders. You got a linebacker on one shoulder, linebacker on the other shoulder, and you got to come under center. Like, you're leaning in, and their helmet is like, you can feel them breathing on you, man.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
just like, I got to get out of here as fast as possible. When you don't have any confidence in your center and you got to – like, you're just like, can I just start in shotgun? I think I'm going to go in shotgun. I think, you know what? Audible. I'm going to shotgun. I'm going to be able to see them coming the whole time. I don't want to have to turn my back and do a little play action and then know that they're already going to be behind me when I turn around. That's the worst feeling.
Because the snaps is a big thing for me. That's what – for Andre James, it was how slow his snaps are coming. Because I don't know what made me go look at it, but I went and watched. I was watching something with Rodney Hudson the year before, and I was like, "Damn, those snaps are really fast." And I was like, "That's not happening this year," because Rodney Hudson was zipping those things to Derek, like, and then Derek had time to go through his. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's more time that he has.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the defense ends up, they're too fast for you to have the ball be floated to you. No. Joey Bosa he's watching the ball. He has great burst.
Against Division III defensive ends, you want that ball back there as fast as possible, okay? Against D3 guys, you want it as quick as you can get it. You're going to tell me you don't want it immediately against the elite of the elite of the elite? Get out of here.
I don't care how much better he got at blocking. I don't care. He can't snap it. He can't call blitzes. He can't play center. Put him at guard then. If he can block it. Have him play guard. All right.
Let's 20th pick in the first round, the Pittsburgh Steelers selected. The
Panthers didn't do it, man. You know, the Panthers didn't do it.
I'm glad they didn't do it.
They took a lineman, right? They took the offensive lineman? They took a
– Cross. They took the tackle.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah. Rolling with Sam Darnold for another year, man. Rolling with Sam.
I honestly, what do you have to lose? You didn't give him the fifth year. He's going to bust his butt for his contract. What do you have to lose? I think it's a smart decision. I think every pick that went in the top 10 gets an A grade.
Because he didn't take quarterback.
Because they didn't say like there. What was the first reach of the draft? Kenny Pickett,
Chris Olave.
Oh yeah, you know what? Olave at 12. Yeah. Yeah.
Garrett Wilson at 10.
Sorry. No! See, I like that. I liked Wilson.
I did. I did. Did
you, he was not, a top not, 10
no.
pick.
No, he's you didn't not, think so? Chris.
You didn't think so?
Not done.
I like the Jets draft, man.
Top 10 wide receivers means you're helping me now. Like you come on the field and you're a dog. And no, he's got to adjustment. He's got to learn how to be pressed. and I don't care.
Oh,
I
saw some things. Yeah, we talked
reception,
about that.
Reception. He, Chris Olave beats. Okay, well, I watched a sixth round pick, Tariq Crashdale Fields, who went sixth round, lock him up, both of them, and put him in prison. So if you want me to, so there's an adjustment to press coverage for both of them. And that's why I was like, man, 10. See, Drake London can beat press. I've seen it. Man, it happens a lot, right? It's all about long speed with Drake London. That's why him going top 10 did not bother me. It's probably the only guy I would have took top 10 because I think he's that dude's a monster. He's going to be. But that's what I'm saying. That's the difference is that Drake London is going to be a dog day one. I don't believe Garrett Wilson is going to be a dog. He might be like a 50 catch, 700 yard guy, but I think Drake London can get 1,000 if, he works it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because you can't tackle Drake London. Drake London's he's literally an NBA shooting guard playing wide receiver. So that's why it's crazy. It's like if Steph Curry decided to go because, Steph Curry is basically the same size as Drake London.
Well, you've seen they've profiled Devontae. They've had him on like primetime before the Monday night game. He's literally talking about how he's doing basketball moves to get off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. That's Drake London, bro. What I like about Drake London is like when you're that tall, Chris, and you can bend like he does and get out of your breaks, that's a basketball player. He's a basketball player, bro. He's literally an NBA athlete playing wide receiver.
Note to those listening, if
you can catch a basketball, you can catch football. It's one of those things I always learn too. You catch a basketball, you can catch football.
To those with young children, do not specialize. Do not specialize. Let him play soccer. Let him play basketball. Let him play baseball. Let him run track. They need to do all of it. They need to do all of it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He was a it's going to make him a really good player. That's why I really like him. But I don't know about those wide receivers. But let's get to these quarterbacks. Let's talk about everything else. I think we've been avoiding it. Really trying to avoid the conversation. That's what I think you're really doing here, Chris. All right, so let's get to
number 20 overall.
Number 20 overall.
God. 20 overall, which was called by two gentlemen speaking right now.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I mean, that was easy. I mean, this is easy.
That was easy. It made sense.
Which is why I don't like the pick. Which is why I don't like them picking it, because I don't think they picked the best quarterback. I think they picked the most popular quarterback for their city. And I completely agree with you.
That was a narrative pick, and they're forcing. I mean, let's be honest. If you had Mitch Trubisky on your team too, you gotta find something to do for the season.
See, Chris, does Kenny Pickett beat out
Mitch beat him Trubisky? Out?
I don't know.
You know what the problem is? Mitch is gonna let it be too close, and then they're gonna start the number one overall. They're gonna start their first round pick.
We'll see, man. It'll be interesting.
I don't think Mitch does enough in the preseason and in practice to earn the starting job. Kenny has to do, Mitch is going to start the first preseason game for sure, and maybe even the second. Mm-hmm. And if Kenny blows up against the number twos and number threes that he's going to be facing, Kenny will start the third one, and then he might even get game one, first game of the NFL season.
I could totally
see that happening.
He's too late with the football to be good in the NFL to me.
That offense is not going to be the same as what we saw under Big Ben the last 3-4 years. The name of the game is turn around and give it to Najee Harris. That's the offense that they're going to run. He's getting 25 carries a game.
He's got some good receivers, man. He ain't got no excuses to me.
I'm not saying that they don't, but here's the thing.
I hate using excuses for quarterbacks. Because some quarterbacks have excuses, guys. But here we go. Keep going. It's true.
If Kenny's late with the ball, what they're not going to do is they're not going to give him 5 and 7 step drops. He's going to be running a 3-step game, and they're going to tell him to get the ball out of his hand. It's not your ball. Get it out of your hands. It's not your ball.
But he thinks he's a playmaker.
Okay, well, guess what? You are a game manager, young man.
He's not, though. That's why you take Desmond Ritter. Talent, you wanted the game manager? He's sitting right there, Mr. Captain.
I didn't say they made the right decision. I'm just saying they made the decision that made the most sense for that city.
He's not a game. They're trying they to made replace a city decision. With popularity. No, you replace them with somebody who wins.
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
Turn around, give the ball to Harris, get him his 25 carries, and in between there, pepper in some, because they know how to run the quick game. That's all Ben could do for the last 2 years. So he's going to learn that quick game, and the ball's got to come out of his hands fast. That's what it's got to be. And how Kenny gets in trouble is he starts pump faking and starts running around. Pump. I'm going to run around. I'm going to do the fake slide in the NFL. Oh, they're going to rip my head off.
It just bothers me that he was in the same office for so long and he can't anticipate. We talked about it last week, Chris.
We did.
And my boy Derek from Steelers SI, he's super disappointed. Yeah, he is. I can tell by his tweets. He's pretty upset. But that's a different story. But shout out my dude. He actually posted a lot of, some reasons why he thinks, Kenny Pickett can't be like a superstar, like, his arm strength. And what I saw when I told him on Twitter was that, if he anticipated those throws, he'd hit them. It's not that he's not making the right decisions he doesn't have the arm strength. No, he doesn't have the arm strength to be late. That's what he doesn't have. There's a lot of guys like Matthew Stafford has the arm strength to be late. He could miss.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, he can be late.
Josh Allen. He's not anticipating everything. I can guarantee you that.
He is not, Chris. He's paying that year. He's an Earnhardt Perkins before. He is not, Chris. Not. But that goes back to my point. Kenny Pickett, why aren't you anticipating? You're in year five of same offense. How do you not know where the guy's going to be when you hit your back of your drop? How do you not know that? Why are you even taking any time? It should be like back of the drop, especially based on
get it out. Yeah.
Boom.
Do you think that's what it is? He can't read the defenses. He doesn't have any pre-snap, and his post-snap's awful.
I don't know if his post. I think his process is slow. And that's not gonna work in the NFL. You gotta speed that up, bro. You gotta dissipate.
I'm curious. I'm very curious if it's a post-snap problem. Is he not figuring out a defense?
Well, when you're a see it thrower. That means you're not
sure. No, I know you've got to see the guy breaking open. You got to see. You can't anticipate that. But the difference between see it throwers and the guys that anticipate, they know where their guy's supposed to be, and they know where the defense is not supposed to be.
Yes. So that's you're right. So that is a coverage thing because you're not sure what the coverage.
I can get if you're second guessing, like you're unsure. Hey, did I make the right read? And I'm going to hold it and see it. I get that too. Like he could be in the process of, I think it's cover three, and then gets back to his drop, waits for his guy to break. And he's like, okay, I was right. It was cover three.
But come on, Chris, he's not playing the SEC. All right. So he's not playing Georgia. they're not doing NFL coverages on him.
You're not wrong. I'm just trying to figure out why he's late with the ball.
So you're just naming all the things is why
I dropped him. If it's as simple as see it, throw it, then that's the worst thing in the world for the 20th overall draft pick.
It's the worst thing for a world for a quarterback who's 23. Like, come on, dog. How many coverages have you seen every coverage in college football? There's not that many. It's
not. I don't know. It's a little exotic now. It's a little exotic. Come on,
Chris. I mean, how exotic. Nick Saban is exotic. Kirby Smart is exotic.
It's way different. It's okay. It's not cover three, cover two, man. That's what I saw. Cover three, cover two, and I saw man. That's what I saw. I never saw. I mean, maybe a cover four now and then, but like, yeah. I never saw cover six. I never saw blitz zone schemes.
Yeah, I mean, quarterback is harder to play. But come on, man. It's your fifth year of college. It's like a 5-year pro. Chris, he's been in college football 5 years in the same conference. How many people got fired in the ACC? How many coaches? He's played that Clemson scheme how many times? How many times he's played that Clemson scheme a lot, Chris. At least once a year.
All right. Okay.
How many coaches Wake Forest has? I don't know. Georgia Tech changed coaches, maybe. I don't know. That's all I got to say, man. You've been in the same conference for a long time. That's all. I'm saying
you're wrong. You're wrong.
All right, so you should know. Like you're playing, you should know okay, Clemson does this. Oh, bam, I'm hitting it right. You know, he's still.
Late. You should know. You should know. You should know.
You know, if he was a 21-year-old quarterback, right, I'd be a little different on him, okay? For two years of college football, that's fine. No, you played five, okay? In the same – you didn't transfer. You didn't go to a different school. You played in the same conference for 5 years, Chris, okay? That's all I got to say about that. All right.
God,
you got the order right.
You got me freaking out now about that, dude. I'm thinking back to when I was 17, 18 years old, my freshman, sophomore year of college. I learned two different offenses, and I was comfortable by the end of the season. Like, it's like you played 5 years. I couldn't imagine playing 5 years in the same system like that. I couldn't.
I guess the same coaches and the same
conference. You're seeing the same things. No, I got you. You ain't wrong.
Right?
You ain't wrong.
Okay, so maybe I'm not crazy there. Okay.
No, you're not crazy.
I because the more that's what happened, because his tape is good. He has the best tape, so that's why he went in the first round. He's the first quarterback ticket. He has the best tape. But then you have to kind of like, but then when you step back and you start breaking it down, okay, so what is he going to do in the NFL? I'm like, so, okay, he doesn't anticipate, and he's been playing year five. He's been playing against the same coverages. He's seen that Clemson coverages how many times? Clemson's not changing that much. It's still Brett Venables. You got to know these things, right? And that's why he's throwing 42 touchdowns his last year. And, you know, JT O'Sullivan made the point that the ACC was down too this year, which is a great point.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot getting – oh, man. Let's move on to your boy, Ritter.
Mr. Biscuit 2.0 right here, dog.
Let's move on to your boy, Ritter.
Mr. Biscuit 2.0. All right,
In the third round, not even in the second round. That's how poor this quarterback class was.
Marcus. I was a little shocked by Ritter's fall. I'm not gonna lie. I was shocked by this fall.
Who's gonna take him? You had the Saints, the Panthers, the Falcons,
the Seahawks. I was surprised. Seahawks.
You thought he was gonna? Well, the way that you were talking, and the way that the Seahawks drafted. When they went and got Walker III to play running back, it's that old offense, man. They're playing that Marshawn Lynch style offense now. It's going to be pound the rock and get Drew Lock to throw some play action.
Rashad Penny and Kenneth Walker together is crazy.
They're gonna. It's
Kenneth Walker is legit, bro.
That dude, he murdered people running that ball.
Bro, he is good.
He is good.
Why wasn't he a good Wake Forest? It's like probably because they ran a different scheme that probably didn't fit and went to Michigan. And
he came to the Big Ten and played some power football.
Yeah.
Kid could – he ran. He's – that's going to be a good place for him to be because Pete Carroll's going to get to run that offense that he wants. And we get to debate, was it Russell Wilson getting to 10 or was it Pete Carroll getting to 10? Because there's a chance the way that offense is now going to be built. They got an offensive tackle now that Dwayne Brown's gone, a young kid. So they've set themselves up for the future at, some pretty big-time positions. They got Fant at tight end. You got DK and Lockett. You've got two running backs now that are beasts. You've got your anchor at a left tackle position. They're a draft or two away from putting themselves right back at the top of elite status in the NFL, at least offensively.
Yeah, I think defensively they're going to be really good. I always say that. They always play good defense. You don't score on them. You might get a lot of yards. You might get like a lot of, you know, whatever. You're not going to score points, though. And that's kind of, you know, you're kicking field goals today. That's kind of like their goal. Bend but don't break. So they're going to have like bad EPA. So everybody says, like, oh, they don't look at defense.
Oh, defense sucks. Yeah,
but you don't score points. And that's kind of the main thing of the game. I don't know. But anyways, you know, interesting. I mean, that's how it works. But I was surprised they didn't take Ritter. But Ritter fell all the way to
it. Yeah, there's a lot of teams that just didn't have picks to draft their future quarterbacks. And Ritter fell to the third. Mm-hmm. And he said that he's not leaving Atlanta until he has a Super Bowl.
See, he might be
the first thing out of his mouth.
Which
he definitely could.
Because Mariota's
we're not high on Mariota. We are not high on Mariota on this show.
No, we're not. He's terrible on practice. And I mean, so it may, he might make it easy for Ritter because the team's gonna be like, you know, do you look at it? Then they're gonna look at Desmond. They're gonna look at Marcus. It just might, he's might make it a little easier for them, but he's terrible in practice. Because yes, Marcus Mariota is literally like a gamer. He's a baller. He's one of those quarterbacks. He just balls. Does he really play quarterback?
Well, they gave
so
him.
So it's not gonna look good in practice.
They gave him London. He's got London and he's got Pitts.
AJ Brown. He had AJ Brown and Corey Davis at the same time. He lost his job.
Oh, yeah. Mariota. Yeah.
And then Tannehill came in and went to the playoffs. Come on, bro. Yeah. With the same guys.
But no, I'm just saying, like, for Ritter, he's got stuff to, he's got some young guys to work with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, those are the type of guys that could be working with him, too. I'm telling you. We're sleeping on him. People, I still think that if any of these guys has something to do something, it's him. Because he just has the intangibles, and I think he's going to
– he's setting the tone. He's going to set the tone.
And, you know, like I said, Mariota's a bad practice player. And he's going to mess around. And with
Mariota's not – he's backing up Ritter for sure. Because the Falcons they have nothing to lose. Why don't you throw Ritter out there? Why not? What do you got to lose?
Exactly. He ran the West Coast in college. He's familiar. He knows the concepts.
Now they've released Mike Davis, so they're all in on Cordell Patterson at running back. They gave him a new contract. And they released Mike Davis this week. So they're all that, I mean, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Cordell Patterson. Those are three pretty good weapons. Three pretty good weapons.
If Calvin Ridley wasn't a bet MGM.
Oh. Could you imagine if they had Ridley running out there this year too? Now they got to wait a whole year.
See, you know what I'm saying, but it was interesting that Ritter fell. I kind of want to hear what the NFL's thoughts were on him. I know he had third round tape, but.
He had third round tape, Marcus. Just because he was a magic man in the fourth quarter.
Joe Montana, bro.
No. Oh, okay. Let's move on. Malik Willis. Not letting you do that. We spent a half hour talking about everything but quarterbacks. We had to fight our way through Kenny Pickett. Now you want to say Montana's name out loud? Okay. All right, Malik Willis. Third round, 86th pick, Tennessee Titans.
All right.
Mr. I'm supposed to go at 6 overall. Went 80 picks later.
There's Lions writers falling for it. There's a chance he might go 2 overall. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Did you see how fast that card got turned in for the Lions when they didn't pick – when they didn't pick at number 2 overall? As soon as they said Walker's name, oh my God, get the card up there. Get the card up there. Go get Hutchinson.
Yeah, they're prepared over there. I think they did that the year before, too. They got trouble the year before. They're prepared. They got a board.
Well,
This is a side rip. PFS is so mad at the Jets draft. I don't understand why they're so mad at the Jets.
What are you mad for? Like, you got the number one rated cornerback, the number one rated wide receiver, the number two, was he the number two overall defensive end? Wasn't everybody saying Jermaine Johnson was going? Oh, no, I'm sorry. The third rated defensive end.
Yeah, everybody thought he was going to go super high, yeah. He's stiff as a board, so I didn't get it. So it made sense that he fell 26 to me. I'm like, oh, okay, NFL smart. All right. I mean, that's what I learned this week is the NFL is smarter than I thought. You know?
Good. Good. I told you, my faith was reinstated in the front offices.
Just watching George Karlaftis not go top 10. I mean, you know, PFF has a ranked number 10, so they gave the Chiefs the greatest draft ever. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl because they got my number 10 player who doesn't have any pass rush moves, and I ranked him number 10 for some reason. So I don't
no pass rush moves. And what was it? They got didn't they trade up to get McDuffie?
Yeah,
a zone corner who's going to go play in cover zero. But Sky Moore, They got the fast guys, Sky Moore.
He's doing up the Mac guys. He's literally getting pushed out of bounds in Michigan. Two catches, 4 yards, Michigan. Two catches, 4 yards. That's him against NFL competition. That's my whole thing, man. We're not looking what translates. But anyways, we're talking about Malik Willis.
Malik Willis. Oh, are we tangenting? This episode should be called Tangent.
Because we don't want to talk about these guys.
So. We're everywhere, but we're supposed to.
We're talking about backups here, Chris. This is a backup show. Backup recap. That's what we should call it.
Well, Tannehill made sure that we will have plenty to talk about with Malik.
All right.
He does not want to mentor him. Tannehill does not want to mentor him.
What is he worried about?
He threw 3 interceptions in the AFC Championship game last season. He's the sole reason that they lost.
He's telling me he couldn't sleep and stuff like that. He's already bothering me. I'm like, you can't play quarterback anymore. You're done. You're not my quarterback anymore. You can't sleep, bro. Let it go. Let it go.
Tannehill throws the first interception Tannehill throws, they're gonna be calling for his job.
You went into depression. How are you gonna play again?
They're gonna be calling for his job right away. Malik ends up starting.
They can't do that. No, they can't. But that's why you can't. That's why I didn't want the Raiders to draft somebody like, because if you ask me, should they draft Desmond Ridder? I'd be like, yeah, I'd be cool with that from a development standpoint. There's no way like Derek Carr comes out and he plays good, but from a fan standpoint, and I cover the Raiders, I'd be literally annoyed all the time about people trying to tell me that Desmond Ridder needs to play.
It's going to be happening in Tennessee. They've set themselves up for failure.
Yeah, trading up to get him too. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I mean, Tannehill's.
What's funny though is like it's the third round. Like, who's the last quarterback that got traded up for in the third round? Can you name him?
I don't know. Who was it?
I'm pretty sure it was Russell.
I'm
pretty sure it was Russell that got traded up for.
Yeah.
So
there's pressure. Russell.
There's pressure on Tannehill. It's going to be loud all offseason. And we will see how it translates to how he plays next season. And I guarantee you, if he starts playing as poorly as he did in the AFC Championship game, they're going to be calling for his head. And Malik ends up starting by week 6.
Week 6.
If the Titans have a slow start, they will bench Tannehill. Didn't they just give him a contract too? Didn't they just give him a
contract? No, 29 after he went to the AFC Championship game.
The year before.
He's only making like $29 million right now. So it's a 4-year contract from 2019.
4 years, $118 million, $20 million signing bonus, $91 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh.
And now he has nobody to throw to. They're all gone. Ooh. Corey Davis is gone. AJ Brown's gone. Johnny Smith's gone.
They brought in a receiver, didn't they? They brought in a receiver.
Come on. He's a rookie.
So what?
None of these rookies is coming in, except Drake London. None of these rookies is coming in and having big years.
Going to have a big first year.
I could be wrong. And if it's be like someone like Alec Pierce up in Indianapolis.
Dude, Indy took everybody that I wanted. They took everybody I wanted. Like that. They got Alex Pierce. They got Travis. Didn't they get Travis Jones also?
No, that's the Ravens.
Oh, that's right. The Ravens got him. They got
the Ravens been bargain shopping.
How did everybody
They went to the elite player swap meet, elite draft picks swap meet.
They got everybody to fall in their laps. Oh, sure, fine. We'll take
Kyle Hamilton. It's
fine. Oh, we'll take him.
Oh, look at Tyler Limbaugh. Oh man,
wow. Limbaugh. Oh my God, did they need an interior offensive lineman? Here you go. Look. Here you go. Travis Jones.
David Ojabo, Tyre Achilles, we're pretty set at the edge. We could probably play him like in December or something. Let's go ahead and get him.
Travis
Jones. Like the hell? I was like, what is going on with this draft?
No, but
why are we letting this happen? Somebody trade in front of them.
The Colts drafted like everybody that I wanted on my list. They got Pierce.
They had a good draft.
They got Woods. They took the tight end that I wanted really, really badly.
But back to Willis, I will say he shouldn't be playing, man. If they get thrown out, the Titans are going to be in a bad spot. They're going to be in a bad spot. He's thrown out there, especially if Tannehill's not helping them. Pan was like, you're on your own. He's not going to be ready to play. So, you know, that's basically a statement to all fans that if Malik Willis plays, it's probably not going to look very well because Tannehill's not going to. So, unless Malik Willis is going to help him and asking him a bunch of questions, forcing him to help him, then.
Yeah, bro, you know, the Malik first. He might take that first four picks of the Colts, I wanted every single one of them. Pierce in the second round, Jelani Woods in the third, Bernhard Raymond got him in the third, Nick Cross got him in the third. They took all the guys I wanted on day two. Mm-hmm. They took all the guys I wanted on day two.
Chris Ballard's good though. It's good. He's a good drafting GM for sure. And they got that dude, the guy who's helped build Seattle, the scout. I forgot his name, but he tried out for the Raiders too. He was about to be the Raiders GM. He's pretty close. But back to Malik Willis. You know, it would be awful if he played. I do want to come back to
Malik Willis. It wouldn't be that bad. These guys getting drafted where they did. They were drafted where they should be drafted. They got drafted to teams that they should be put on, and they got put in positions that are actually going to be very beneficial for them, where they get the opportunity to sit for a year and learn. And if they need to be in the game, what can they do? Well, Kenny Pickett can turn around and give it to Najee Harris. Malik Willis can turn around and give it to Derrick Henry. Desmond Ridder, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Cordell Patterson. They're in situations that are very beneficial for them.
Yeah.
So I agree. The best thing that happened to these guys were that they fell the way that they did. Their careers might actually benefit from it.
You know, I do want to talk about, you know, draft Twitter a little bit. I want all of them just to stop evaluating quarterbacks. After from this point on, you lost your privileges. Sorry. Privileges are gone.
I mean, there's some guys that we absolutely listen to.
Oh, no, those guys can't. You know, I had a conversation with the guests we had on the show. I talked to them at the combine. They felt the same way I did. So they might not say no. You didn't see Mark Schofield that much on Twitter.
He
took a vacation.
He's a smart man. That's a smart man over there.
Yeah. I don't think he had that much fun either, watching this stuff. But he tried to see the upside. JT O'Sullivan, he tried to. You know, some of these quarterback guys I really trust. You know, they tried to see the upside. Some of these guys, they tried.
Yeah,
they tried hard.
Yeah,
but you know, it was just like some of the other guys were just like, you know, these draft guys, the little blue checks, they want to be like, Malik Willis he should go top five. You know, and Matt Corral is QB1. And you know, Carson Strong is QB1. Bro, come on, guys. Like, what are you looking at? It's like, I hate being arrogant like that, man, but it's like, come on, bro. Come on.
You're not going to get any disagreement out of me on this.
Like, Malik Willis first round? Like, really, bro? Top five? That's your evaluation. You really watched tape, and you said at the end of the evaluation, you said he should go top five, QB1. I just question you a little bit. Just like factoring like how you short do short quarterbacks make it, right? There's literally like four short quarterbacks that have more than 10,000 yards in their career, like in the NFL. It's our Sports Radar. I have a short quarterback list. I should pull it up. Sam Howell, he went to the Commanders. You know,
he got beat out. Corral got
beat out. Oh, Bailey Zappi.
And Bailey Zappi. Corral and Zappi went before him. So if we're going to have a conversation, we got to make sure we include
Bailey Zappi. I said Bailey Zappi. He's a great backup. Told you.
You did. A name that was mentioned here.
So you know, let's talk about short quarterbacks today. You know, let's end the show with with you guys, with your Malik Willis, and now you want to come back and because you're mad about Malik, you want to attack actual good short quarterback in Bryce Young. So here we go. Let's talk about this. I'm Marcus is,
Marcus, yeah, can you tell? Can you tell Marcus has been
I'm sitting on this one? I'm triggered by this, man. Nah, I saw it like three times today, Chris. People kept calling Bryce Young short. No, no, no. No, no. We are not doing that. You're not going to do it. I spent this whole process like and then the Alabama guy, you get mad? All right. Anyways, here we go. As you know, let's talk about this. This is career. I got a short guy. I'm going to share this with you, Chris. I got my short guy list. I did this one time on Sports Raider. I made a list of short guys. All right, Chris. Can you see my short list, Chris? Can you see it? I'm going to try to bring this tab over. Can you still see
it? Oh, okay. We did something fun here. Okay.
We got a database. I got a database of short quarterbacks under 73 inches. These are all the guys under 6'1" here, Chris. It's every single quarterback history of the NFL all time. I got to make sure I still got all time. All time history since the merger. I got since the merger. 1970.
I keep forgetting that Mike Vick was under 6'1".
So, okay, so 1970, 2021. Just go over. So, the most passing touchdowns is Drew Brees at 570, of course. And then you have to go on a whole another 200 passing touchdowns down to Russell Wilson, 292. He's probably got, like, what, 4 or 5 years left. So, he'll hit 400 probably. He'll hit 400. He'll probably be the second quarterback under 6'1 to have 400 touchdowns all time. Okay? You know, you got Fran Tarkenton down here.
Fran Tarkenton.
Mm-hmm. He has more touchdowns, but it's since 1970. So, because if I do this all time, like every quarterback is under 6'1", which I thought was weird early on in NFL, and it changed. But just since then, number three, Dave Craig, superstar. No respect, Dave Craig.
Did he go to Maryland?
I think so. Yeah, he went to Maryland.
He went to Maryland, didn't he?
Mr. Small Hands. He's the fumbler. I'm gonna see how many fumbles lost. All right, so he had 16 fumbles lost. Is this a one season though? I swear to God, he had more fumbles. Has to be pure fumbles. Maybe this just weren't lost. Has to be pure fumbles, right? And you got Joe Ferguson, who who's Joe Ferguson? I gotta click on Indianapolis Colts. Wow, 1973 by the Bills. I don't know who that. Mark Brunell.
Long time ago. Oh my God, Mark Brunell. There's a name.
Mark Brunell. There's a name. Right? Mark Brunell. Okay. So, you know, let's go to passing yards because I feel like that's more of a thing, right? So, you know, Mark Brunell, Jim Hart from the Cardinals.
Oh my gosh, that's an old name. Fran Tarkenton.
Jeff Garcia.
Stud. Jeff Garcia. Oh, big time member of the sub-6 foot. Club.
Superstar, sub 6 foot superstar. Joe Theismann.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a short guy to Super Bowl. You know, he's one of the short guys. There's not a lot of short guys in here with Super Bowls. We got what? Three? And two of them are the greatest of all time. The greatest short quarterbacks of all time. Besides Fran Tarkenton, but he lost four times.
Well, Jim McMahon's on that list. Jim got to the Super Bowl.
Yes, it's just there you go. Baker Mayfield. Look, Baker Mayfield's 14th all time already for his quarterback. So if that tells you what we're dealing with here, and he doesn't have a 4,000 yard season, so you can't say like it's modern NFL. He doesn't have a 4,000 yard season.
You're right.
He still plays like he's 1960s NFL. So he's not.
He does. Oh, dude, he would be perfect back in the old AFL NFL days. Oh, you are so right. He'd be perfect.
Who's top 26? Case Keenum, top 20.
Ooh. I don't know Case Keenum under 6'1". 6'1".
Yeah, Case Keenum, under 6'1", top 20 in yards. All time. No, since the merger. Sorry. Since the merger. But, you know, it's just not a good – it's not a good track record.
Not a good list to be on.
Right? There's some guys who won here, like Bob Greasy. We forgot Bob Greasy won 2 Super Bowls. We forgot about that. You know, undefeated team, right?
Oh, see, you had to scroll down while I looked away.
Yeah, so like Brian Greasy.
Oh, there you go. Kyler's already on the list there, tied for 19th.
Yeah, he's 19th.
Oh, with Cordell Stewart.
With Cordell Stewart.
Wow.
And like the what is the total passer ratings for short quarterbacks? This is gonna be interesting. 81.4 total. That's with modern football. So, because even if we did, let's do since 2000. Let's just, you know, modern football, right? Let's just keep it modern here, Chris. Let's go modern.
Dude, with 2000 is like when you start going back to 2000. That's how you know we're old now, Marcus. 2000's a benchmark. It's a benchmark, dude.
I call it the start of the I call it the passing era. I call it 2000 and on the passing era. So I call it. But yeah, there's not a lot of good names when you get to 2000. Gardner Minshew, he's 13th all time since. We're not. It's just not a good track record, you know. And that was my thing. And now you're gonna use it to Bryce Young. And yeah, you might be right. Bryce Young might be too short, but you know, I think he has a better chance than some of these other guys. I tell you that. There's a way better chance than Malik Willis. That's for damn sure. You know, and you know, it took Drew Brees a while, man. You have to think, why did it take?
Well, he had his shoulder injury too.
Yeah, but even before that, his first couple years, he was not good. It took.
That's him. Why they drafted Phillip Rivers.
It's probably because he had to adjust his game because he's short, bro. Like, I was talking to this with my brother. Like, how is he so accurate throwing on his tippy toes? That is like the most non-mechanical thing you can think of.
With his chin all the way up, the chin up. Like at a certain point, your head doesn't go back that far unless somebody's pushing it that far back.
How much repetition did that take, bro?
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Just think about that. But that's the type of mentality you have to have to be a successful short quarterback. You have to find your lanes, and that's what I like about Bryce Young. You know,
dude,
I
couldn't imagine. I'm 6'3". I couldn't imagine playing behind like 6'6", 6'7", 6'8" on your offensive line. Like, what? What?
So if you're not finding lanes to pass, or you're not throwing balls into like a net in your tippy toes with your head up for 8,000 reps during the offseason, you're not going to be a good quarterback.
It's we got to do like a demo video like someday of just like, find the biggest guys that you can and just stand there. And we're going to put a camera in front of you and we'll see if you can see the quarterback. Because if you can't see the quarterback, he sure as hell can't see you.
No. And that's my thing. But like, you guys aren't going to do this. You guys push Malik Willis into the first round. He's a short quarterback. That's a project. The NFL is not stupid. All they do is pull up a list like this. I'm sure they have some kind of list like this. And they would see that Tim Rattay is 26th in short quarterback.
Oh, no.
It says 2000. Drop. Like, how many of these guys even started? Like, all these guys are like backup journeymen. Really?
They're all journeymen. Well, they all ended up playing because somebody got hurt for the most part.
Yeah, you think about it. I can't believe Rex Grossman went first round. That was terrible. Bears, man.
Bears. He is a Super Bowl appearance, man. He's been in as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers.
It's terrible to think about.
It's terrible.
You know, look at Tua. Look, see Tua, man. Tua's gonna be top 10 short quarterbacks since 2000. All he needs is what? Just a 24 touchdown season, bro. He's top 10.
True. He could do that this year too with his options on the field.
Yeah, see, that's where I missed on with him too. I was stupid, man. He's short, Marcus. What's wrong with you? Why are you putting him over Herbert? You're an idiot. That was dumb. Herbert is intangibles, though. That's why he fell. I learned that too. Because we'll get into that. I think we're gonna have a big debate about Herbert and his demeanor.
You and I might not have a debate. Maybe we will.
Because something, I'm like, bro, you can't be that nice if you're gonna want to win with these type of players. You can't be that nice. Not when they're doing the stuff that they're doing to you. Not when they're dropping your passes, man. You're too nice. You need to
get off a little bit.
And there's a good way to do it. You got to be like Dan Marino. I'm just saying. But anyways, sorry guys. You know, we didn't want to do a deep dive into these backup quarterbacks anymore. We're done. It's the process over. Draft class is done. We got some good draft class maybe coming up next year. We're excited about it. And we got the mean football is almost here, man. We're getting closer to the season.
Okay, it's not almost here, Marcus. We just had the draft. Okay, there's going to be some time between now and the season. We're going to get the schedule to come out here on the 12th. That's the next step, and then there'll be a little bit of a hiatus in the NFL until OTA start up training camp. So we got a little time to go, but it's nice to see that we don't have to deal with the hype machine about these quarterbacks anymore. They all got drafted. They all got drafted lower than the talking heads thought. Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah. Marcus and I have faith in the NFL front offices again. What was that? 2 third rounders? A fifth?
We got the order right. Except Corral. I thought, we got the order right.
Corral, he got in ahead of Sam Howell, who was in the top five.
I'm going to talk about him. His tape was terrible.
Bad. No, it was really bad. It was really bad. And there's a reason why we didn't spend a lot of time on him. And there you go. There's your solution in Carolina. Matt Corral.
He's your future. Backups.
He's the future. They're clearly starting Sam Darnold this season, and we'll see Matt Corral at some point when they're officially done with Sam Darnold.
No, I want Matt Corral to play because I'm gonna add all the QB1 Matt Corral people. I'm gonna make sure when he's just throwing it into the stands and.
Well, listen. You go ahead and do that. I'm gonna keep busting people on their Zach Wilson takes now that he's got more weapons and everybody's so excited about what the Jets did.
See, I'm kind of mad. I think Zach Wilson is all right. I think he was competent. I thought he was competent, which is, I think is an okay sign from a rookie. I mean, he's like, okay, you could play NFL quarterback at least. At least I can know that.
You think so?
That's kind of what. Yeah, I think he can play NFL.
I'm gonna keep busting. I'm keeping busting people on this.
We'll talk about that. We're gonna talk about all this, Chris. We're going through all the quarterbacks. We're gonna talk about these guys. You know, because everybody's gonna be mad at me when I get to Justin Fields. I already know, and I'm gonna post that on Twitter. This is gonna be a video. I'll make sure everybody all right. Anyways, can't wait for that, man. They're all lying to themselves. He has no teammates. Yeah, we'll see, bro. Yeah, I know. All right. Guys, make sure you follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1. It's where you guys know where to go. Make sure you guys go there. Follow us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well, @KingManellos, @TheMarkJohnNFL. Instagram, too. Instagram went off like crazy on our draft one, so we appreciate you guys on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, our reel got a little attention.
Got a love.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little pocket awareness. Sorry. ALPA_QB1 on Instagram, and then a little pocket awareness on Facebook. All right, guys, and you always know what to do. Hit the subscribe button and download button on Spotify. Subscribe on iTunes. All right? So, like I said, I appreciate you guys listening to our draft takes. We're done with this torturous draft class. We're excited that we might have to get some better ones next year. Hopefully our spring is a lot better for our brains and our conversations, And off to OTAs. And where does Baker Mayfield go?
Let the off season begin.
All right, guys, we're out of here. Peace.